Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. We welcome every one of us to this week's Sunday school class. Today is Sunday, 22nd December 2024, and our lesson is lesson 17. Our topic is sexual vices. This recording is brought to you by the Sunday School Department of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki Phase 1, Lagos, Nigeria. We're going to open by praying. We're going to say, My Father, please deliver me from any immoral thought or sexual vice. My Father and my God, please deliver me from any immoral thought or sexual vice. The Lord God Almighty will deliver every single one of us from any immoral thought or sexual vice. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Last week, we talked about gambling. We distinguished gambling and the scripture-based lot casting as not being the same thing. Gambling is to risk something of value on an outcome that depends on chance. Gambling is motivated by the love for money and the quest to get rich quick. On its own part, casting of lots in the Bible was used for divine leading, making choices, for division of property, atonement, and so on. Lot casting was not synonymous with the testing of luck or for gaining material wealth. The fact is that many people engage in gambling without enough information to realize that they are actually engaged in the practice. The lesson last week concluded with the fact that we should not gamble with our money, our materials, and our lives. We must be content with what we have. We must work hard and believe in God for increase. We pray that the Lord will grant every one of us the wisdom to spot ways of making wealth that are sustainable and that will glorify His name in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our Bible passage for this week on sexual vices is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 to 20. We read, What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirits, which are God's. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of His word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We are now going to recite our memory verse, which is part of the Bible passage we just read. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The fact that God created humanity as male and female reveals that we are created as sexual beings. Sex is a channel to fulfilling God's commands to be fruitful and to multiply. We're going to read Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Sex was designed to consummate the lifetime union between a man and a woman. Adam and Eve gave birth to Cain and eventually to Abel. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. However, sin has pervaded every sector of our society. Sex has been misused and abused, garnished with vices in different forms. Sexual vice is immoral and wicked behavior. The Lord God Almighty will help every one of us to stay away from any form of sexual vice in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. According to the book of Romans chapter 1 verses 26 and 27. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. The Lord God Almighty will open the eyes of his people to realize that sexual vice is not his perfect will for any one of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We have two lesson outlines. The first one is the forms, that is, the forms of sexual vices. Adultery means the voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and another person who is not his or her spouse. The Bible teaches that looking at another woman lustfully is adultery, which means that it is not only when one person sleeps with another person's partner. This is found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Fornication, on its part, is sexual sin between unmarried people. There are several more sexual sins, and these have gradually permeated the society. And all these are contrary to the intended use of our bodies by Almighty God, our Creator. We're going to mention some of these perversions, which must never be mentioned concerning any person who professes Christ. We're going to start with homosexuality. This involves sexual activities between people of the same gender. A man with a man is said to be gay. A woman to another woman relationship is lesbianism. The Bible terms this an abomination, according to Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Another sexual vice is incest. This involves sexual activities between family members, such as a father and the daughter, mother and the son, brother and sister, cousins, and so on. For example, a child is bearing the same surname as his mother because the father of the child committed incest by sleeping with his own blood sister. A father-in-law is impregnating the daughter of his own son. What a wicked world! May the Lord show mercy and accept all those who come to him in repentance, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Another form of sexual vice is pedophilia. This is a sexual perversion in which children are the preferred sexual object for the full adults. A 40-year-old person going after a child of four. Another form is bestiality. This is sexual relations with an animal. People are actually getting married to their own pets. Only God Almighty will open the eyes of his people to see that all these are abomination. Another vice is rape. This is having forceful sexual activity with an unwilling person. According to 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, Amnon raped his own sister Tamar. Concerning rape, consent must never be assumed just because the two people are in a relationship. Consent must be clear and unambiguous. Another one is pornography. This is a display of actual sexual activity through videos, online materials, pictures, writings, and so on. Another one is masturbation and also the use of sexual toys. These involve the act of touching or rubbing oneself sexual organs in order to give him or herself sexual pleasure. Another one is cyber sex. This involves the exchange of sexual messages with another person through the internet. The Lord God Almighty will help his people to overcome all these vices. We do not glorify the temple being our bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We're now going to lesson outline two, the consequences of sexual vices and the way out. Sexual vices have severe consequences on both the person carrying out the perversion and also the victims. These include, but are not limited to, unwanted pregnancy, damaged reputation, anxiety, depression, headache, sleep disorders, weight loss, weight gain, nausea, lowered self-esteem, sexual dysfunction, guilt, self-condemnation, and so on. For example, Reuben got curses from his father instead of blessings due to his engaging in sexual relations with his father's wife. What are the consequences? So many will mention some. Sexual addiction. This can destroy a marriage if care is not taken. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 reads, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Some married people are addicted to sex. It may be legal, but if it is in excess, That is where the issue is. Another consequence is destruction of destinies of either one or both of the parties. Sexual activity with another person is not only physical, but is also spiritual. Transfer of virtue and destiny interference are not unknown to be a possibility of engaging in sex with the wrong person. Then another thing is physical defilement of the body. These involve infection through sexually transmitted diseases, some of which may cause lifetime infertility. In the case of bestiality, a human being can be afflicted with a disease for animals. Another consequence is spiritual defilement of the body. Sexual vice removes a person's spiritual covering. It invites the wrath of God. Paul reminded the Corinthians about how the Israelites engaged in large numbers in sexual immorality with the daughters of Moab as part of their worship. This led to the death of 23,000 in one day. This can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8. Another thing is that a person who engages in sexual vice is usually under the yoke of guilt and self-condemnation. We give the example of King David, who not only slept with another man's wife, but also arranged the death of the husband. Another thing is that sexual vice destroys marriages and families. Fornication, adultery, incest, and so on invites curses and destiny destroyers into the family unit. Some females have vowed never to get married due to the sexual abuse they went through in the hands of their close relative while growing up. Some males are so traumatized that they cannot trust any woman. This is why every individual in the family must tread with caution so that a sexual vice by one person does not negatively impact the destinies of the innocent others. We're now going to talk about the steps to be taken to overcome sexual vices. There are so many, we mentioned some. Confession of sins to God, seeking his cleansing, seeking the renewal of God, transformation of the mind. According to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Another step is that we have to avoid any triggers. We have to not place ourselves in an environment of temptation, avoid isolation so as not to find yourself expressing your emotions in a sinful manner. It is not everyone we should share our bed with, no matter how close we are as relatives. Another step is, if the struggle to avoid sexual vice is overwhelming, we can seek out a good and godly counselor. It may even be necessary to consult a psychiatrist or a psychologist to talk things through. Another step is to study, to meditate, and to confess the word of God. Pray, fast if you have the leading to. Another step is that we need to be intentional. We need to practice self-control. Joseph refused to succumb to the sinful advances of his master's wife, Genesis chapter 39, verses 7 to 9. We have two class activities. The first one says we should discuss how parents can protect their children from sexual vices, which we have mentioned some above. Many parents are more protective of their daughters than their sons. This is not advisable. The truth is that both genders are exposed to sexual abuse by enemies, household enemies, we may say. There is an age that siblings should not share the same bed or even share the same room for that matter. Parents need to be discreet in the way they relate with each other, particularly where the entire family share one bedroom. Some parents take their shower and they stand naked to change in front of their children, taking it as nothing. Another thing is that many children have been exposed to raw pornography inside their own homes. Parents should be mindful about homes to which they permit their children to go for sleepovers or to spend their vacation. We need to exercise wisdom when determining who to leave our children with when we need to go out. We need to monitor the activities our children have access to. Parents need to look into the facts of sex education. It should not be a taboo. It is important that the children do not learn the wrong things from the wrong persons. The Lord will help all parents and caregivers in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Class activity 2. The class should discuss ways to stay clean from sexual vices. We'll discuss some ways. The person, every one of us, need to be intentional. We must not follow the crowd. We must remember who we are in Christ. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Another thing is, you yourself know who you are. Seek help if necessary. Sexual vices are destructive. Flee so as to avoid the wrath of God. None of us will come under the curse or the wrath of God by the effect of sexual vices. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. We'll close by praying. We'll say, Almighty God, I rebuke every spirit of sexual perversion in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I rebuke every spirit of sexual perversion in my life. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much for joining us for Sunday School this week. God bless you. Amen.